Thanks for listening to Middle-Aged and Mediocre. I'm Cash.
I'm Joel.
And we are a podcast about all things strange and unusual, death and UFOs, and other creepy,
cults,
weird, random
ghosts.
There you go.
Yeah. Not just naming things in the room.
Welcome to Middle-Aged Mediocre. I'm Cash, joined by freshly wrecked from the rear.
Oh!
Right? You got rear-
wrecked.
You got,
yeah,
you
got
wrecked.
Rear-ended on the
your
way
rear
over
got
here.
Wrecked on the way
yeah,
over here.
And boy, is my end reared. I got hit at a four-way stop. Was my fault. The young kid hit me, whipped me, flipped my head forward pretty good. We talked about my heavy head on the last episode.
This
was another blow to it. It definitely hurts a little bit, but they were like, do you need an ambulance? And I said, no, ma'am, I am a goddamn warrior.
So they were like, oh, okay.
They're like, say you don't need one?
And I, like, you're like, no, I'm gonna complain about it on the podcast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, no, I don't need. It's like I don't need a therapist because I come here. I don't need an ambulance because
yeah.
I come here.
Right. You're gonna work your neck pain out
through
the magic of podcasting.
Oh, it hurts.
Yeah. So
but I'm here. I made it still.
Some 19-year-old kid. You're just sitting there minding your own business.
Yeah.
And this 19-year-old kid's on his phone.
Yep. He got out. He's like, I was on my phone. My stepdad.
Then the stepdad shows up.
Oh, the stepdad showed up.
And he immediately tries to...
He good cop, bad cop me.
He really tries to wreck your story.
Yeah.
You just got your car wrecked. Now he's trying to wreck your story, too. No, there's a pretty significant dent in your bumper.
A couple of scratches
off
the side.
Yeah, in the rear.
Back bumper.
Back
yeah.
bumper. And
still
a couple
drivable.
Scratches.
Didn't mess with my lights or anything.
But your neck's broken.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah.
So I expect from now on you to show up for at least the next 8 months in a neck brace.
Yeah, I'm really going
to
sell it.
I want
it.
You to do the wrestling gimmick.
Yeah, I don't need an ambulance, but you know how sometimes like it takes some 24 hours for
that's
this
right.
stuff to set in. And we can never release this because we're talking about it now.
Yeah. I'd just like to say for the record, this cannot be admissible in court.
I have a concussion. I didn't hit my head, but maybe like how they say when boxers get hit, their head snaps back to the back, the brain smashes into the back of the head.
Yeah.
And I got a lot of head.
You do.
For this brain to be hitting.
Right.
And the brain's kind of small, so this is rattling up there like some dice in a Yahtzee cup, but it's just one die.
Right.
In the Yahtzee Cup.
And if you...
An old 19-year-old. I didn't get his name, but I bet it was like Logan or Hunter or like maybe like Trenton.
Ah.
He was a redhead.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you probably know him.
I probably do.
You probably know him.
Yeah, well, I can start checking the newsletter and see what comes out about this.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, which redhead hit my co-host? Because why didn't you finish the job? Oh, shit. Was this an attempt on my... I said I need an arch nemesis. Are you my arch nemesis?
You think I just pulled a Putin and you're like the Prigozhin?
Oh!
Like, you tried to like start a...
Clean up on aisle five. You better send some more workers, son.
I would not have sent Trenton. I have.
Everyone, it's Saturday. Everyone else is busy. They all had plans with their wives.
I'm like, all right, Trenton, this is your big shot.
Trenton's like, oh, God, Cash! Sir!
I'm like, look, Trenton, he's not going to be expecting this, all right? And he's really, you know, he's a really nice, non-confrontational guy.
Yeah.
So you can do anything.
Anything.
And he's just going to take it. So when you hit him and he gets out of the car, just go ahead and hit him again.
Yeah, that's how you get him out of the car and run him over.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, oh, sorry, I got underneath your vehicle, sir.
Yeah, yeah. He's going to blame himself. Don't worry, Trenton. This is not going
to
come back on you.
This is definitely my fault. I shouldn't have waited for the other car to go. I should have been a dick and got in front of them. But it was clearly their turn.
Yeah.
Like, they got to the stop sign first. So I was waiting for them to go, and young Trenton didn't.
Yeah.
Nice kid.
I'll talk to Trenton.
He got out, apologized, and admitted he was on the phone with his stepdad. Like, that's not what you do.
Oh, Trenton.
You got to get out and be like, why were you just sitting there?
Trenton, we prepared for this.
Maybe
I told you what
to
say.
He was in
say.
A big old, like, four-door truck. I was in a little Forte, so maybe he couldn't see me down there.
Yeah.
Story of my life. Oh, my back, though. Oh. Can you come around here and rub it a little bit?
You hear that, insurance company? This man is
it's on wax.
Pain.
This is minutes after the wreck,
yeah.
It's on wax. I was supposed to be here at 4, and I was on my way. And that's the first thing I said was, like, oh, no, Josh is going to worry about me. The cop got there, and I was like, just go to Cash's house and tell him I'm okay.
And then Trent was like, no, he said it's going to be fine. He told me to do this.
I can feel the blood in my balls right now.
What is that? What
well, I'm going to be pissing blood from this thing. I can already feel it in there.
Oh, okay.
I'm AB positive.
Yeah.
That there's blood in my balls right now.
I forgot that you had that weird...
That had balls?
That you had balls.
Oh, man. No, I got to talk about them more.
I forgot that you had that weird thing where you can tell what's in your balls at any one time.
I think about that sometimes when we did the real crime on Friday the 13th, and I was like, he had the bluest balls ever. Yeah. You're like, what, did the cops check? I was like, that's right. And then, like, the other one, I was like, his balls were the emptiest.
Well, that's, cops do like to check the balls.
Oh,
first.
Yeah. That's first thing he said. Did they check your balls? I said, full of blood.
Yeah.
He fell a little bit, yeah.
He wrote it down?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dip my balls in ink. Like, put them on a piece of paper. This has to go on record.
Well, I'm glad you made it. I'm glad you lived.
I did.
Through it.
I'm going to take some ibuprofen when I get home.
I'll have to try again.
You better send 3 Trentons.
Yeah, I mean, I did.
Fuck, dude. His stepdad, though, he about...
That's the part that...
I was like, this isn't happening.
The
this
stepdad showing up.
Yeah.
And trying to
raise
the
ruckus.
I was
like, I know Trenton's a young kid, but, like, I'm not... I got out immediately nice. It's not like Trenton thought that I was some sort of physical threat to him or something. I mean, I'm the nicest guy in the world.
When, why was the stepdad so close?
I don't know. It was funny, though. Like, that's, I said, weird. I thought it was someone else. I thought it was a friend, so I almost, like, yelled something, like, because you know how you greet friends? Like, ah, what up, you bastard? Like, you're not like, hi, it's good to see you. I sure have missed you. Like, you know, a true friend. Like, the more they're your friend, the longer you know them, you're just, like, even meaner and, like...
Hey, old fuckstick.
Yeah.
Oh, you're not fuckstick.
Yeah. Ah, apologize. No, you are fuckstick. Yeah. Okay.
After the conversation.
I should have known.
I take it back. You are fuckstick.
Yeah, fucksticks. And if this gets played in court, then we'll definitely get the
most
listens ever.
If this is played in court, this is all...
Tell your friends.
For...
Rate us.
Humor purposes.
Yeah.
This is all alleged.
Alleged,
he is an alleged fuckstick.
Yeah. I allegedly got rear-ended.
I remember when I was like, I don't know, I think I just turned 18 maybe, but like I got in a wreck that totaled my car.
Yeah.
But I was trying to think, like, I remember at some point I had to go to a lawyer's office to blow them. Because I think the people that, it was put down that it was my fault, even though to this day.
You're still salty.
22 years later, I say that. When I went through that traffic light, it was green.
Oh, wow.
Because the cars were coming from the other side, too.
This is what the whole episode is now.
So, why would one lane be...
they can't both be green.
Yeah, well, they can't both be red. Like, you know, so, but I went through, it was the one on 7th Street by the Speedway.
Yeah.
And as I went through, I got T-boned by a van, and it shoved me over... And hit the car. This is why I know both lights were green, because I got pushed over and hit another car that was
coming your way.
Coming my way.
Yeah.
You know, through a green light. So unless they were running a red light too.
That guy's stepdad should have been there. I feel like he would have gotten to the bottom of it.
But I do remember at some point I had to go to a lawyer's office, and I always try to remember like what happened and why I had to, like, I remember like I had to sign papers and stuff, but nothing ever came of it. So I don't know if, like, there was ever any kind of lawsuit.
I just came from this. I got to tell you. Oh, man, my neck. My neck and my back.
Yeah, you look well, it's a terrible day for it, too, because it's 80-some degrees out.
Yeah.
So you look like you were very hot.
Yep.
When you were out there. That would just make me more angry.
I'm trying to look fly and shit.
Yeah, you got your Run DMC
shirt on, my Air Force One Jordan Silver Medal Edition.
Whatever
with the
that
silver
means.
Swoop. It's the silver swoop of when Jordan won the silver medal in college for the Olympics.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's not gold.
No, but they're silver.
So you got like the runner-up shoes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I run up. I don't know.
On Trenton's.
Yeah.
And his stepdad's.
I'm nice to Trenton's, man. Me and Trenton's, we're cool. I almost shook his hand when I was done, but I was like, nah, I'm not going to.
Yeah, that's.
I was like, that'll lead to just like. A hug.
When it's in court, I'll be like, did you or did you not shake the young man's hand and say, everything's fine, I'm in the wrong?
Yeah.
You're like, that does sound like
me. I don't
mean
to affect you, bud.
That does sound like me.
Fuck. Like, I wanted to be like, this is a learning experience.
Stop your phone, Trenton.
Fuck. Quit having stepdads. Yeah. If you're a stepdad and you're out there listening to this,
stop it.
Stop it.
And don't show up to your kid's rec.
Fuck, man.
You gotta let your kid fight his own battles.
That's how you grow up.
You gotta let your stepkid deal with this on his own.
I texted you and Kylie. Like, I texted Kylie first. Huh. I'm like, hey, this is going on. Okay. I mean, I texted you immediately after.
Uh-huh. Well, I guess, you know, that's okay. That's fine. As long as it was immediately after.
A couple minutes, you know. I was like, oh, yeah, cash now. Because I had the comp coming.
You could have sent a group text and I wouldn't have felt as bad.
Oh, I didn't know how long it would take. Cops, what's going on today?
So if you were in a life-threatening situation, are you telling me you would get a hold of her first?
Yeah. Absolutely.
In a life-threatening situation.
Probably, yeah, man.
I would reach out to me.
Yeah.
Me, personally, would reach out to myself.
Okay.
I would say,
Josh, how are we going to do this? Buddy.
I'm in trouble here. Yeah. What are we going to do
about this? Well, that's your inner monologue that runs nonstop anyway.
Yeah. I'm already working my way through it. Okay. Well, yeah. I know where I stand now. That's fine.
That's cool. That's a good place to stand.
Second. Yeah. I'm like the silver Jordan.
You're like my shoes. Yeah. Silver cash.
Yeah.
Silver surfer over here.
Okay.
Surf America. Surfing USA.
Well, in other worse news.
Oh, way worse. Yeah. This is the worst week ever. Oh.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than what just happened to me. What are you going to talk about?
So just in the past 3 days, I think, we've had back-to-back-to-back.
I don't know, I shouldn't be laughing.
Tragedies.
Yeah. One was a tragedy. Bob Barker was the tragedy. That dude was like 100.
Well,
Terry Funk was 79. I mean, like,
okay.
It's tragic that they... it's life. Like, it's Bray Wyatt dying. That was tragic.
We had sad news.
Okay.
Is that better? I'm sorry that I tried to...
I'm the aficionado! On bad feelings, sir.
Yeah, I think on Thursday it came out, or Wednesday, I think it came out, Terry Funk passed away.
Yeah.
You said he was 79?
79, I'm pretty sure. That's what I saw.
And it seems like Terry Funk should have been 79 30 years ago.
Yeah, or 40, yeah.
Yeah.
So, all I remember, like, I remember the Flair Terry Funk from NWA, like, pile drive him on the table. That was, like, peak... Terry Funk, and I feel like he got old really fast after that.
Yeah, I remember there was one of my favorite things ever was in ECW, Terry Funk's promo about Tommy Dreamer, where he was talking about how he has an ass.
Yeah.
And he was like, I have an ass named Tommy Dreamer.
He was the best, man.
There for a while, there was the random where Terry Funk was like a commentator / like in-ring interviewer for WCW.
Yeah.
Which was always weird
to me. That's when he attacked Flair and shit.
Was it around that same time? Yeah.
Because he was like interview him after a match and shit, and
that's
what brought him back.
Then, of course, you know,
he's retired a dozen times.
He retired tons of times. Like, he retired back in like 70.
Yeah, that one guy
in Japan.
That one guy didn't get to work his retirement show on the Bret Hart documentary.
Dennis Stampley.
Dennis Stamp.
Yeah, Terry Funk worked Bret Hart. It was his retirement match then. And then I think he was back for too long as Chainsaw Charlie.
Yeah, I was like in the '90s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, Terry Funk was awesome. He
big influence on the sport.
Yeah, from everybody I know that's worked shows with him, like, you know, when he was just kind of making appearances and stuff. One of the nicest guys ever. Always really soft spoken, which is insane to think for like a guy that's as crazy as he was.
Violent.
Yeah. He had an awesome match in late WCW against Norman Smiley for the hardcore title.
Awesome.
It was just fun. It was ridiculous. There was the match that he had against, I think, Chris Candido, where, like, the horse kicked Candido.
Yeah.
And I think Funk, and Funk no-sold the horse kicking him in the head.
That wasn't the first time Terry Funk's been kicked in the head by a horse. That wasn't the first time that day. He woke up. That's his alarm clock.
Just getting kicked in the horse. Boom,
kicked in the face. And Terry Funk was like, all right, Buttercup.
All right.
Thanks, Buttercup.
Then the next day, we find out Bray Wyatt passed away.
Oh, man, that was...
Wyndham Rotunda.
I saw that, and I was like, one of the things where I saw like the website or something. I was like, this could be fake, and I was really hoping it was fake. And just went to bed, and it wasn't fake in the morning.
Yeah. If it hadn't been for the fact that it came from Triple H's Twitter, because that's what I
38.
Or I saw something on Facebook about this can't be true or whatever. Then I saw that tweet. Yeah, 38.
was seeing Prime to make a return. I mean, he came back for a minute. And
well, he'd been out for a while now, and all you kept hearing was like an undisclosed illness, but they really weren't saying anything. Turns out it was like complications from COVID. He had a heart attack.
Kind of how Brody went. Brody wasn't from COVID. It was just pneumonia, but still.
Yeah.
Like, just body getting weak from a sickness. And.
But, man, Bray Wyatt, I...
Half of the Wyatt family now.
Like you, I watched a little bit of SmackDown last night. And
I watched the very beginning. I was like, oh, my, that's all. Wrestling made me cry. I wanted to say that. Like, how long has it been since wrestling made me cry? Like, well, last night, the streak was over.
I really...
Like, I was fine. Oh, sorry. I was fine until they showed him with his daughters.
And that's that was rough,
and
man.
And you see the wrestlers on the stage, and it's just like... You think of your friends that have passed.
Well, that's got to be so hard for, like, Eric Rowan.
Yeah.
So Braun Strowman, I mean, they've lost.
I mean,
Bray
Braun came in late to the Wyatt family. Like, I was just thinking about Eric. Like, yeah, just the three of them from FCW on.
Yeah,
and like Birdie passed, and then like now Bray, man, it's just.
I was really hoping they were gonna do like a full tribute show.
Yeah, no live matches, just show. Yeah. That's what I wanted to. Once they showed Bray come out, I was like, I'm not.
Yeah, I was kind of out after that.
Yeah, like, I'm not in the mood to watch wrestling.
That's how I was.
I guess they said some really nice stuff, and Cole told a story about. Maybe being in a car ride with Funk or something. I just read a couple of results here and there, but.
But, yeah, Bray was one of those dudes that, like, I never understood how they couldn't, like, fully get behind him.
He stood out as Husky Harris.
Yeah.
Like, it was just, that's where my eye went and all that Nexus stuff. I was like, Husky Harris, where's he at? What's
yeah.
he doing?
Yeah. The dude was always, there was something about him.
His eyes, I think. He just had, like, wild eyes, just that you could see the passion in it and.
Somehow, though, like, they always figure out ways to, like, he would have these really good runs,
yeah.
and he'd do these great build-ups for his
he
matches,
lost every few.
And then it would just end, like, really terribly, like, they just never quite figured out.
Funhouse match, or whatever it was, where
yeah.
they were in that, I think
they
just,
were, like, a
but they were
house.
Trying shit, so, I mean, I can't, you know, at least they're trying new stuff. Yeah, he'd get a belt and just wouldn't be a strong champion.
Then when he came back this last time.
Sold so much merch, just... When the crowd was singing, he's got the whole...
Yeah.
Oh, my man. Like, that's just goosebumps.
Yeah, and then today came out, Bob Barker died.
99,
he's,
right?
He's 99 years old. His birthday was in... Is going to be...
Bob Barker owns slaves. No, I don't want to say that. He just died. I don't want to put that out
Good
there.
God.
I'm just saying he's old. Bleep all of that. It's the wreck, okay? It's a concussion. There's blood in my balls. It's making its way into my brain. And I said, Bob Barker, man, he loved the wave.
He saved a bunch of cats and dogs.
Yep.
Is what you were saying.
A wave of cats and dogs. Fuck.
His birthday would have been in December, so he would have been 100. So he didn't quite make it.
Man,
like,
have your
the closest to a dollar with like a one over.
Yeah.
is what I keep seeing online. yeah, I honestly, though, thought Bob Barker died a couple years ago.
When I first saw that today, I was like, I thought it was from a buddy that will sometimes post shit like that. So I was like, oh, he's been dead.
I
didn't even
like,
look it up.
It's 2-year anniversary of Bob Barker's death,
yeah.
is what I thought it was.
He's alive? Well, he hasn't been on TV for a while. I mean, Drew Carey's been doing the show, but he's from Happy Gilmore. He's from my childhood every day in the summer watching Price is Right. When you're homesick, you watch Price is Right.
And you learn that the price
fucking
is wrong,
a
bitch.
Grilled cheese and the price is right. That was my childhood right there. Throw some ketchup on there.
Well, I don't
that grossed Kylie out. She's like, I'll make you tomato soup.
That's grossing me
I can't
out a little
eat,
bit.
Ketchup on a grilled cheese?
Yeah, it's gross.
Really?
Yeah, no thanks.
You just dip it in.
Nah.
Ah!
No, you just... No, that's ruining a good grilled cheese.
Oh, okay.
I just had a grilled cheese sandwich the other night for dinner.
They're good. You wiped, yeah, put on some Price is Right.
I forgot to do that part.
Man, this has just been
I didn't
terrible.
Watch some Jeopardy.
I was in a life-changing accident. People died.
People dying.
Man. Oh, I got comedy. Can we talk about that?
Yeah, what's up with comedy?
September, is that a Saturday, September 13th?
We can say it is.
Yeah, it probably is, right?
Whatever day you want it to
September
be,
September 16th, maybe. 13th or 16th, whichever one
is
16th
is a Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday we're going to be at the My Way. I think it has a new name now. Ben Parksburg, me, Nikki Carlin.
Okay.
And then October 14th at the old Mountaineer restaurant on Old 7th Street that Cody Lively's putting on a show. He's having me do a set.
Oh, they're doing something new at the Mountaineer, huh?
Yeah, he's done two or three comedy shows there, and I see pictures, and they're always packed out. It's a nice place in there. I went to a surprise party. For somebody.
Does it have a name now, or is it just like...
Yeah, it's just like a banquet hall deal.
Oh, okay.
Rent out.
Man, Mountaineer. Yeah. I had some good late nights in the middle.
You ever go there drunk and there's like cops there at 2 in the morning?
That's the only time,
like,
I went there.
Yeah, you're like, you still have to go in. You're like, all right, you fucking. Yeah. My potatoes and a hot dog, please.
That's pretty much the only time anybody ever went there.
Yeah.
It was 2 a.m. and you were drunk.
That's not true. That's just the people you do. It was actually a pretty busy restaurant.
I don't know about all that.
It was definitely an old, like, my grandma loved the Mountaineer during the day.
I didn't even know you could go there during the day.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's you and your hooligan friends.
Yeah.
There was more going on in the world.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
I was asleep till 6 p.m.
October 14th, and you can reminisce. You can be like, oh, this is about where the booth is where I puked on my pancakes.
I never did that.
Never puked any pancakes?
No.
Oh, that's good stuff.
I hold my drink.
Good boy.
Usually.
Good boy extraordinaire. Usually. I have a new member of the good boy extraordinaire.
Oh, yeah?
Me, you, and Beasley. And I'd like to induct Sonny. That's Kylie's dog into it.
Oh, okay.
He's a real good boy.
Well,
he's got one eye that kind of shoots off to the side so he can look at both of us at the same time.
He's in.
He's a good boy. All
he's
right.
He's like a good boy.
I'm going to see him later. I'm going to tell him.
Yeah, you tell him.
Sonny, GBX.
You let him in.
Cool.
Any dog out there gets an automatic entry.
I saw about Beasley, how like he has that little thing where I was like, I just want to pick him up. Yeah. And you're always like, don't pick him up.
Pick him up like that. He doesn't like it.
And why is it there?
Because this is the only way we can get a leash on him, pick him outside.
Oh, you know what else has made me mad this week? We're all over the place. Vanity's weird, man.
What's going on? What's
Vanity.
Happening?
Like, I painted my fingernails Saturday, nice sky blue.
Okay.
All of them, Kylie did, really nice, but I took them off Sunday night because I was too, like, I was like, I don't want to go to work, and people be like, what the fuck? So I kept my pinky one. But then Vanity, because there's a lady at work that didn't want lines in her bifocal because she didn't want people to know that she needed help reading in her glasses that are for her to help you. I was like, then don't wear glasses at all. But just, like, they're, like, trying, like, because we work with a program that pays for people to get glasses, and they have to have line. And she was like, "They're outdated. They don't." I was like, "Well, this is all you get.
Right?
Either don't get nothing or get
these."
And I was like, "They're glad. Like, you don't think the fact that you're wearing glasses, people are going to know that you need help seeing?"
Right.
That was like, "Oh, she's wearing glasses. She must be hard of hearing."
And who is going up to people that are reading and like? Ah, oh, you nerd.
You got lucky.
Especially like an old woman.
Oh, you couldn't even see that without your glasses, could
fucking
you?
Nerd.
Yeah, she's not going to junior high in the cafeteria. Yeah. Like, there's
blind
real world problems out there. I can't wear fingernail polish, and it makes me feel pretty.
Yeah, you gotta let that vanity stuff go.
I'm not ready to present publicly.
I just had an individual that's a client at work ask me there like a week or two ago, hey, would you let a girl that you were seeing paint your fingernails? And I went, yeah, man.
Like, what else? Like, you were waiting for the rest, like, while her tongue was in my butt? Like, what's going on? Like, yes! Like, what else is happening? Is my, like, dick in a vice grip? Like, that's it? That is there more to the question? And they're like, you just, like, slowly back away from you. Like, Jesus Christ, don't ask him anything.
Yeah, you asked.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I put a hard gloss on there, a clear hard gloss on my nails. He files them. I soaked them last week. And it was a nice sky blue. Now I got my pinky a dark sparkly blue, and I like that.
Yeah.
I'll just have the pinky, and I look at it, and I still feel pretty.
Okay.
But, I mean, I'm a colorful guy. My tattoos are all color. Like, I like to have my nails painted, but I wasn't ready for, like, the people that were like, your nails are painted? Like, it just, I didn't want to deal with their stupidity. You know?
That's when you just gotta go, yep.
Uh-huh.
They
I can
are.
Still help.
Yeah.
I'm still the best glasses adjuster.
Yeah, that vanity stuff, man. It'll get you every time. You just gotta, like you said, like, yeah, we're not in junior high anymore. Just do what the fuck you want. As long as you're not, like, hurting anyone else.
Yeah. Like, Leia would kill me, but she has to wear a back brace to school now.
And oh,
she's
yeah?
Like, she, like, wears underneath all her clothes, and you can't really tell, but she's like, oh, if anyone touches me, they'll know. And I was like, well, fucking no one touches
you.
Well,
they shouldn't be touching you.
But I was like, or just wear it over a t-shirt. Like, kids will get over it in a matter of days. Like, you have braces on. Like, what's the really,
yeah.
What's the and that's easy for me to say. But that's like, I can't blame her. I can't blame her either way. I just try to, like, say there is an alternative, though. You can just rock it.
Right.
I was like, put stickers on it. Just,
yeah.
Like, it's not going to be forever.
Yeah.
Like, that's real problems there, bifocal lady.
Yeah. One of the things that
if you're out there, don't tell Lily I'm talking about.
One of the things I wish I knew, like, in junior high and high school and everything was, like, it doesn't fucking matter.
Sing it, Rod Stewart. I wish that I knew now. Wait, I wish I knew now when I was younger. I don't even know the words.
You should just let Rod Stewart sing it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you like, that. None of that shit matters. Like, nothing. You move on so quick once you're done with school.
Yeah.
And none of that sticks around anymore.
I don't care. I remember a few things from junior high, but I don't give a shit about
it. I barely remember anything from
school. Nothing, like, haunts me. I was like, oh, fuck, that one time in junior high, if I just would have done this. I never would have gotten rear-ended in Parkersburg.
I just wanted out as fast as humanly possible.
Yeah, yeah.
I just didn't want
to
be there.
Didn't go to college. I was just done.
I wanted to be left alone.
Like, just get me through high school, get me through this little parade, so I get the piece of paper, and I can get a job and just be miserable.
I was extremely bored all the time. Yeah, and I was thinking, too, I heard somebody say the other day how they, it's not the fact that they're not interested in, like, what's being taught at school. They're just, like, they're not interested in the way it's being presented.
Yeah.
And looking back, I was like, yeah, that was me. Like, I would, if you would have just given me the books and just left me alone and let me do my own, like, I would have done my own,
like, guidelines of things that I should be looking for.
But to have to listen to, you know, some, no disrespect to teachers, I think you're making more, but having to sit there and listen to some underpaid guy that hates his day and hates his life reading out of a science book is the most boring, unhelpful thing in the world to a fucking junior high kid.
Burn all the schools! You heard it here first from Josh! Cash! Burn every school down!
The public education system is warping our kids' minds.
That's more of the concussion talking.
So, you got comedy September 16th and October 14th.
Yeah, and then November I'm hosting the adult bingo again. Well, for the first time because I missed the last one, but I'm still doing that. So, I have one thing planned the next 3 months.
That's not bad.
I got to sit down. Well, I'm already sitting down.
There's a second one.
All right.
We got...
Oh, yeah, dog!
So, we found out that there is a thrift store over in Belpre, Ohio, in the same building...
Leroy's!
It's called Leroy's Antiques, or something like that. It's in the same building as Boxer's Bed Biscuits,
Beyond,
whatever that thing is.
Yeah,
yeah, Bed
Bath. Is it Beyond?
Boxer's Bed Bath and Beyond for dogs and cats. No, it's Boxer's Bed and Biscuits, but there's a Leroy's...
Isn't that Beyond? Are you serious? Damn!
Store.
That's a concussion, dude!
And once a month, they have a free outdoor sale where you can set up tables for free.
Yeah,
so
people buy your tables. They're like, that's a nice table.
Yeah, yeah.
So, oh, no, you put your things on the table. Because, like, there's other flea markets where you got to pay, like, $25 a day to set up.
And, right.
But this, they have a big parking lot. Yeah, we're going to, Middle-Aged and Mediocre will be there with our wares. I'll have DVDs and VHSs and toys and Jordan shoes.
And I will have the same.
Yeah.
So your boys will be out there September 9th.
It's every, like, Friday, Saturday, I think. But I was like, we'll be there Saturday.
Yeah, we'll be there on the 9th. So come out. If you're in the area, come over to Belpre, Ohio.
Bring all your money.
Give us your money. Don't expect anything in return. Just come and give us your money. Let us keep our things.
Yeah.
We like our things.
No
we don't
pictures.
Want you to have them.
No pictures.
Unless you're going to pay.
Yeah.
We'll have a photo booth set up. A kissing booth. but yeah.
I should be able to make it. That's still 2 weeks away. And I mean, I'm still dealing with this.
Rest. Yeah, hopefully you won't be incapacitated by then.
Trenton's stepdad may come after me.
He might. Hopefully he didn't get your address from the cops.
Oh, man.
Hopefully him and the cops aren't, like, tight.
Yeah.
And they're falsifying the reports.
It could be.
Joel Gant, he turned his car around real quick and he ran over Trenton.
Reversed right into Trenton's truck.
Well, then you told the cops that you're a space cadet?
I didn't tell the cop. I told the stepdad in front of the cop.
Okay. I didn't tell the cop. I said in front of the cop.
Look, I mean, I'm a space cadet. Like, that's...
He's like, I don't care if you do work for NASA.
Jeremy Freed drove by and yelled something at me, but I wasn't in the mood for that. I didn't even wave. I just, like, death stare. Not death stare to him, but just, like, for the whole situation. Like, my face didn't change. Like, I had that look on my face before he yelled.
Yeah.
And he yelled, and I was just like, like, I don't want to be out here dealing with this.
He drives by. He's probably high.
I wasn't. I was just sitting there. Mind my own business. He hit me, and I said, what the fuck?
So I watched a show over the weekend that I wanted to talk about a little bit and get into the idea of it.
Okay.
It's on Apple TV.
All right.
It's called Shining Girls. It's got Elizabeth Moss in it.
Okay.
And in the show, she plays this spoiler alert. I'm gonna spoil the whole show.
Oh, it's fun.
It's a really good show though.
Yeah.
But it's so she plays this character named Kirby, but it's actually not her real name. Her real name's Sharon. But she was attacked and left for dead. Like they cut her, the guy that attacked her cut her like right down the middle,
uh-huh.
And he left
the sternum.
Cut her sternum, and he like left like a little thing inside of her, and like a little, I forget what it was now.
A little like Noid from Domino's.
Yeah, like a little Noid from Domino's.
Fuck yeah.
So she works as, so she ended up having to go to.
She gets an X-ray. I'm like, ma'am, is that the Noid inside you? And she's been taught to avoid the Noid. So she just, she's running from herself. She's running.
So she ends up having to go to like a mental hospital after this happens because she survives through it. But she ends up having to go to a mental hospital. When she gets out, she goes back to her job. She's an archivist at a newspaper. This is in Chicago. And she's an archivist, so she's pulling files and stuff for this one reporter. It's the same guy that played Escobar in Narcos.
I watched it.
Okay.
Fez.
So, but they're looking into this recent murder of this girl named Julia. And when she's pulling these files, she figures out that this murder, Julia's murder, has the same, she had the same cut down her, and there's a lot of similar things happening. Yeah. So not only is this happening, but also Kirby, her reality changes constantly. So like when you first see her, she's like writing in like a diary.
Yeah.
And she's like there's a cat on the bed with her, and she like looks at the cat's name tag and it's named Grindel. So she's like, live with my mom, you know, this, have a cat, and then dash Grindel. So then like later, she comes back to her apartment, and instead of the cat, there's a big dog sitting in there. So she like checks the dog's name tag, and it's Grindel. And her mom doesn't live there now. So like her reality keeps changing. And as she starts to, they start to pull all these like murders throughout the years, and they start to notice that there's been like 7 or 8 murders that all fit the same MO, where they're cut all the way down their sternum, and there's always something left in them.
The Noid.
And so then you start to follow this guy. You know who the killer is the whole time.
Uh-huh.
And it ends up turning out that when he was like, he was in World War One, and him and this guy that he's in the war with find this house in Chicago when they come back home. And when they go in the house, he figures out that he can think of any date in the past or the future. And when he goes out the door, he is in that time period.
Oh, nice.
So he's like with these girls the whole time. Like, he's stalking them, like, their entire lives. Because they end up finding this one woman whose death hasn't happened yet. They find her security badge, her security keys, in the body of a girl that was murdered, like, in the 70s. But, like, the security badge was, like, just made, like, that year or something like that. So, but ends up being to where, like, every time this guy kills somebody, Kirby's world changes. Like, her reality changes. Like, at one point, she comes home, and she's suddenly married to this guy she works with. And, like, it's his birthday, but, like, they've been married for a year or two. Uh-huh. But she doesn't know, like, anything. I mean,
don't touch my butt.
So, but, yeah, like, it's this weird. So, you kind of, like, it uses the theory, basically, that, like, atoms that exist. Like, two separate atoms. If you cut, like, an atom in half, it keeps, like, a little string to it. So, like, even if that atom travels light years away, if one thing happens to the one atom, it'll also happen to the other atom, even though it's light years away. And this is like a scientific
thing. Apple TV shit right there.
So like every time something happens to...
Like a butterfly effect, kind of?
Kind of.
Yeah.
But so it got me thinking, like, if on one hand it's got to be like... So every time her reality changes, like her hairstyle changes, like the clothes she's wearing changes, all this other stuff. But for everybody else, it just seems like this is the normal...
Yeah, it's what they know.
You know, this is what they know. So, like, she'll have to, like, check her ID to see, like, where she lives now and all stuff.
Quantum leap shit.
So, like, would that be... So, watching it, there were times when I was like, well, that would just be, like, a pretty interesting way to live. Like, just shit's constantly changing. You don't know what you're going to get day to day. So, would that be, like, a thing where you, like, would you find that to be adventurous? Or would you hate that?
I'd probably do it one time. I'd do some Biff from Back to the Future 2 shit where I'd go back and pick a winning Powerball.
Well, it doesn't work like that.
Oh, you can't stay.
You're not like this guy. The killer. He's kind of traveling through time, Like, he can go wherever he wants. He can go at any point in time. But, like, she's just, like, her, like, present-day reality changes. Yeah. So she, like, at any point, like, there's one point where her and, like, this guy that's, like, the reporter.
I don't like it.
You don't like
it? No.
They go into, like, look at something. They go into, like, investigate a lead. And while they're doing that, he kills somebody. And then when they come back out, like, his car is an entirely different car. And.
No.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like it would be super annoying on one hand. But the reason she ended up having to go to the mental hospital is because when she. After her attack and everything, like, and he kills again, something changes for her, and she's trying to, like, tell, like, she's trying to report what happened, but, like, her story's not lighting up because her reality's changed.
Yeah.
So I think she's, like, going crazy.
Sure.
But there's part of me that
another crazy woman, am I right? That's what the cop says, looking at his partner. Scott Trenton's stepdad shows up, be like, what's that mean? She doesn't know who she is. Either she knows who she is, or she doesn't.
Were those scratches on her before?
No!
But yeah, it's a really good show. It's called Shining Girls.
Okay.
I think it's only going to be one season, because I don't know where they could go with it from here.
That's, yeah, some of those shows, they do so good. Like, we got to make another season.
Unless they just follow her now.
Calmly, maybe.
Because she, at the end of the series, like, she's... The house is hers now. So...
Man, I just thought of something awful.
Mm-hmm.
I think Bray Wyatt's death may be on your hands.
Oh,
I'm looking at these pops behind you. You have a Bam Bam Bigelow.
Yeah.
Macho Man. Dusty Rhodes and the Fiend Bray Wyatt,
right?
And the whole shelf,
yeah.
Vader, Bam Bam, Razor, Steve Austin, Magnum TA. Better fucking run and hide. Umaga and Rick Rude. You need to take Magnum TA and Steve Austin down off that front little area. There.
Earthquake. He's dead.
Well, that's back behind there. So you need to put those up there.
Oh, you're talking about the front row.
Yeah, just that front row.
Yeah.
But a lot of those are dead. I think it's like, wow.
Both Hawk and Animal are up there.
Junkyard Dog, he died.
Yeah.
Pillman, Macho Man, you got a couple Macho Men. You got some Macho Men?
I'm a collector of death.
Now you are.
Man, they announced the new Bam Bam Bigelow Funko.
Yeah.
Or a Vader Funko.
Oh.
But it is awful looking.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Looks like Cartman.
It's worse than that. Like, no, he's, like, really skinny. But, like, he has, like, a giant head. It's terrible looking. And I'm like, so am I really not going to buy this?
Looks like Grayson Waller.
Kind of.
You see where Cody Rhodes said that? He's like, you look like a Funko Pop.
Head. Yeah. Yeah, so watch that. You been watching anything
Heels.
Lately? Heels.
The show Heels and Walking Dead, Dead City.
I watched the first episode.
I'm on Plex now.
Yeah.
So there's, like, my source has shows and movies to it. And I get to just watch them on there.
So Plex is like...
I don't know. I was just told to download Plex, and I got sent an email to get, like, invited into someone's library.
Okay.
That's all I can say.
So I wonder if it's like a...
That's all I can say. I think it, like, streams other... Probably other stuff for free, but, like, this is, like... He'll put new, like, rip new movies and put them on there and stuff, you know? Like, John Wick 4 is on there. The new Little Mermaid's on there. For me to watch, you know? But the shows are on there, too, so I've been watching Heels and Walking Dead. Heels, I'm all caught up, watched the first season, and I'm just up to, like, as the episodes get released now. It's a really good show. It's about wrestling. It's got the Arrow guy that does wrestling, Stephen Amell or whatever. Good show. You'd like it.
Yeah, I need to watch it. I just,
on account of the wrestling.
Yeah. I've heard it's very true to life. I've heard it's a very good representation of what the wrestling business is
Michael
like.
Michael Malley's in it, the host of Guts.
Which I love
he's
that.
A writer of some of the episodes, executive producer. Like, he's in the second season a lot more, too. I mean, he's right there
so
in the main
story. He's
probably
a big wrestling fan.
I wonder, yeah.
Yeah.
Or just, you know, a fan of getting paid
right.
to act. Because it's a fun character for him, because he plays, like the Florida wrestling dystopian. So it's like this anarchy kind of wrestling group, and he's like bald headed, big gray beard. He's like, oh, I'm God here. And the crowd's like, yeah! Like they're really into it, and they're like running angles, you know. And
there's an amazing.
He's the adversary of the wrestling league the show's about, the brothers.
There's an amazing clip going around online right now of what appears to be a backyard wrestling promotion, but.
Is it the figure four one where the
oh my God.
He's like, look, and they just
get
like,
off my fucking knee.
Yeah.
He's shooting.
And the guy's like, he's just playing wrestling, man.
Yeah, because he gets up and just kicks him right in the face.
Yeah.
You're gonna kick me in my face? It's play wrestling, man. I don't need
this. Yeah, he walks off, fixes his hair.
I can't tell if it's a backyard show or a terrible, terrible like indie show, which is basically the same thing.
Yeah, I don't.
There's not a lot of difference. Yeah, there's not a lot of
difference. That's like the two Spider-Mans pointing at each other. Yeah. Like, what are you talking about? Backyard show or really terrible?
Oh, man.
The referee, I believe, has a ref shirt on.
He has a ref shirt on and, like, Bermuda shorts.
And he finally, like, the guy just tapped. And, like, the guy that tapped just, what? I don't even understand how that, instantly, he's just kicking at him and shit with his free leg.
Yeah.
Oh, it was. And I saw where, like, Dave
Potney. You know, I got a bad knee.
They were, like, run it back and get Barstool Sports referee. And Dave Potney, like, is that his name?
Portnoy.
He said he would referee if they wrestled again. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, just put that right into the Rough and Rowdy thing.
Yeah.
That could be a new division of Rough and Rowdy's backyard wrestling shows. Basically, be $5 wrestling.
Guys that want to fight but really can't. Like, yeah. You kick me in the face, I'm coming back at you. Like,
The fact that guy was just like, you go kick me in the face? Yeah. It's play wrestling.
I'm going to tell my mom, man.
I'm going to beat the shit out of that.
Mom's in the house just because she can't get out of the front bedroom. Mom, I'm going to tell her.
Yeah, we'd have been fighting. If a guy ever stood up and just punted me in my face.
I mean, the guy was a dick, I guess, for keeping the figure four on when the guy was clearly like, my knee.
I really couldn't tell what was happening because the guy that had the figure four on him, like, kept getting to the ropes.
Yeah.
But the ref would just, like, stand there. And then the guy in the figure four that was complaining about being in it would, like, pull them back in the middle.
Yeah.
And then the whole time be like, get off my knee.
Are they working us?
I don't.
Are they? I'm not a worker. I'm borderline worker.
I don't think they're not workers either.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's true. No one here. No one involves really worker.
No, no one involved in that.
You're
video.
The closest out of all of us.
Yeah, nobody.
I feel like you can just step right back into that world seamlessly, but.
Yeah.
I would be awkward stepping but back if it's into it.
So, like, I've been in a figure four.
Yeah. Oh, who hasn't?
You can get out of a figure. Like, it's not.
I spent half my childhood. I was the youngest of 3, 4, but I had 2 older brothers and their friends. I spent half my childhood in a figure four.
Yeah. Now, if somebody puts one on legitimately, where like you're like ankle, you put their ankle, you know, calf, heel, whatever.
Yeah.
Over their knee
and then push down on top of that.
That hurts like a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
You can still get out of it though.
You just roll it.
That guy. Why didn't that guy roll? He needed to reverse the pain. That's what that's what his first mistake was. Everybody knows when you're putting a figure four, you just roll over.
Yeah, you hear that? Roll over.
And all the pain transfers to the other guy.
Yep, yep,
I don't know why, but automatically.
Ric Flair taught me that. The Miz taught me that. Remember when the Miz had that for like a half a second?
Well, because
like,
Ric Flair taught him.
Yeah.
He became Ric Flair's
Miz. I saw something where the Miz has won one match all year. I was like, he has been paid millions.
Well, that's a Cleveland guy for you.
Yeah. Go Browns.
They lost today by 1 point.
But it's fucking preseason, okay? Well, I've been rear-ended. I don't need this on top of all the other shit.
They were in the lead up to like the third quarter.
Wow.
And then Chiefs
the game
came back.
Longer than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chiefs came back and won it by 1.
Good.
Browns look good, though. Kellen Mond, the backup.
He's third string. The backup's third string guy. Yeah, they traded Dobbs. Dobbs was supposed to be the backup, and they traded him to, like, Arizona.
Well, Kellen Mond's looking pretty good. So, hopefully, Deshaun Watson gets, you know, his leg broken.
Hopefully, Deshaun Watson wins every game, and the Browns win the Super Bowl.
I don't see that happening.
I do. It's the concussion.
Didn't we bet on this last year?
I don't know.
You got to blame the concussion. I've had so many concussions.
Oh, I've had them too. This ain't my first rodeo.
You got to blame them all on.
Yeah.
You got to blame everything on those.
Fucking Trenton.
I've tried.
Man. Fucking Trenton. Nobody see the anger setting in now?
Yeah, you might have a concussion. Don't go
shut
to
up,
sleep.
Jim.
Don't ever sleep again.
Oh, no.
That's what they always say.
I know.
I think that's bullshit, though. Let you sleep. I'll let you sleep.
All right.
I'm not going to keep you up. You know who the president is? That's what they always ask.
Oh, man. Sleepy Joe?
Yeah, what are the questions they always ask?
Oh, like, Trump got arrested, so it wasn't complete. Like, mugshot got released.
Oh, it's so good.
That was pretty fun. There's a bunch of memes and pictures, and he's just like looking like the fucking devil or the painting from Ghostbusters 2.
Viggo.
Fuck, he's such an evil looking fucking prick.
Yeah. The one guy from Fox News, Jesse something, he was like, they were talking about it, and he's like, well, I say this completely heterosexually, but he's a handsome, strong man.
What? Like,
shut the fuck up. You fucking losers. Yeah, it's great. I can't believe that this is actually happening. Like, if you would have told me 10 years ago that a United States president was going to be arrested and most likely die in prison.
Yeah. You think he's going to go to prison?
Yeah, I think so.
Really?
I think so. I've never thought that before.
But how can he be president from prison?
Well, he's been the president this whole time.
Yeah.
So Joe Biden's a fake president right now. Everybody knows
that.
There's two.
Because we got to make America great again.
As I heard.
We did it once.
As I heard on a TikTok video, these two women were talking, and they said that Donald Trump's the real president.
Okay.
And that.
Were they concussed?
They're old.
Okay, same, yeah.
And they I think they had like Newsmax or Fox News shirts on, so they have mental problems. But they said that there's two militaries too, and Donald Trump's leading the real military, and Joe Biden's in charge of the fake military.
Oh.
So.
Well, that's probably good, actually. I mean, I don't think any of them need to be. Either one needs
I don't think
be
either one
of
needs to be
military.
In charge of, yeah, anything, really.
Let's get someone younger than what Terry Funk was.
Yeah.
They're both older than Terry Funk.
Yeah, if we could get, you know, like a 40-year-old back in there. McFoley. That seemed to go well last time.
Let's get Mick Foley in there.
It went okay.
Anybody, yeah.
But we try not to talk about politics here.
Yeah, yeah, I just. Yeah. True that. Yeah.
But no, I was very happy to see.
But there's mugshots out there.
It's great.
Yeah.
But then
they say he was like 6'3", 215.
Yeah.
It's like, did they just like believe what he said?
He got to write down what he wanted. That's what I saw today. Like
he wrote like 9-inch dick and underlined it twice. Yeah. Like that's what he's mad about right now. He's like, oh, they got me a 6'3", 215, but I haven't seen anyone.
They didn't make a single mention of my 9-inch.
Oh, it's not mushroom sides like that porn star said.
He was in the jail and he like dropped his monster condom.
Yeah, the Frank Reynolds move.
Oh, I dropped my monster condom for my monster dong. Oh, yeah. I don't know. I don't know how you have 4 indictments and like mountains and mountains of evidence and everybody kind of turning on you.
Trent's stepdad's gonna
and they're going
up.
For a RICO charge. Oh. So usually if they go for RICO, like I don't see how he doesn't go to prison.
Well, so buckle up.
And dies in prison.
Him and Giuliani, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Put them together in a cell. So good. And that needs to be a fucking reality show.
Yeah, make that a reality show.
He's like, you're fired. He's like, Donald, you're in prison. Just stop it.
Donnie and Rudy.
Donnie and Rudy. Rudy, I think
prison
I like
pals.
Rudy and Don.
Rudy and Don.
Rudy
prison
and
pals.
Don, yep.
I'd watch it.
It shows like the opening things, like him like coloring Rudy's hair. And they're like, there's like a blanket up in the middle of the cell. They're like, what do you say on your side?
That'd be
and then
great.
They just start sucking each other's dicks.
Well, I don't
prison.
Know why we had to go there.
It's the concussion, okay? We gotta end this. I'm just gonna say something even worse.
You're gonna be Roseanne Barr on Ambien here.
I am, yeah. Fucking Trenton.
Well, that'd probably get us some listens, actually, though.
People have to care.
We need controversy.
Yeah.
Well, you already said something about Don Barker? Bob Barker.
Oh, yeah, you're in slaves.
You said a terrible thing about him already.
I said it again! Beep that! Fuck!
I can't.
We gotta go home.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
It's only Joel's alleging it. It's not even an alleged theory out there.
I'm just saying he could have. He's old enough. We're like, in theory, maybe. I don't know. How long ago was that? I feel like it wasn't that long ago, though.
Well, it would have been like 1920 something.
See, that's under 99 years.
It'd be 19.
Bob, no, just drop it all. Bob Barker was a fucking American
icon.
I mean,
he wouldn't have owned slaves when he was one. You wouldn't think.
I thought someone gave one for his christening.
Okay. All right. Let's get
I
out
gotta
of here.
Go to the hospital.
Yeah, Joel needs a doctor.
I'm bleeding out of my ear. The blood has left my balls and is coming out of my ears.
There's only one place for it to go, right? Really.
Yeah, that's it.
You shouldn't have reversed it like that. You should have held it in your balls. That's your fault.
That is my fault.
All right. Trenton, if you're listening, you have ruined this man's life again.
Again! Me and your stepdad are so disappointed.
What, did you get a stepdad's name?
Nah, Scott.
A stepdad's name, Scott?
Fuck yeah, dude.
Fucking
he
Scott.
He looked like a Scott.
Scott's
too.
A stepdad name.
He, like, hopped out of his truck. I better not talk about it. Come on. I love everybody. Thank you all. I'm healthy. I'm fine.
Come.
Saturday, September 9th, we're going to be at Leroy's and Belpre.
Come
We're
hang, come buy some stuff from us.
Yeah,
come visit us in person.
Watch how I balance my head. I just keep it up. Just come watch me. Just.
Well, we hope by
fully supporting my head.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see. I'm gonna try.
We'll see what happens to you over the next couple of weeks.
What
All right.
the fuck?
All right, we got to stop. All right, bye.